From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. JPR Live sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today is out on tour, near the end of the tour, from what I understand, in support of a fantastic record, the debut full-length called When You're Ready. Molly Tuttle is here. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. It has been quite a while. We've been trying to work this out with your schedule, and I'm glad it finally worked out.
Me too.
We have crossed paths briefly in Oregon at Sisters Folk Festival a couple of years back, and I have to say that experience was completely mind-blowing, not only for myself, but really for everyone that was in attendance.
Aw,
it's
thanks.
A phenomenal talent that you have and some
Thank you. Great songwriting
now. Showing up on the new record. You are originally from like San Francisco Bay Area, right?
Yeah.
South Bay?
Yeah, Palo Alto. So that's, yeah, South Bay.
And from a very musical family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad is a musician. He's taught music in the Bay Area for almost 40 years now. And
what's his specialty?
He plays all the bluegrass instruments, but mainly fiddle and mandolin. I think fiddle is really the instrument he loves the most. But he plays guitar and banjo, and he even plays bass. He would play bass with us when we were kids. And we actually, I just went out there last weekend for the 50th anniversary of Griffin Stringed Instruments, where he's taught out of for almost as long as they've been a store.
I was really impressed to read the story of how you first got started playing guitar, because despite having a dad who was a music teacher and siblings who were musically inclined, it wasn't like, you know, Molly, you get the guitar and brother, you get the mandolin. Like, you actually just sort of picked it up, and when you did, he supported you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's something that, like, I get asked about a lot, because I think sometimes people have this impression of like, oh, like if a kid is playing music, their parents probably force them. But for me, it was really natural. I was really drawn to music, and then kind of like dabbled in a few different instruments. And once I started playing guitar, I got really into playing guitar and kind of obsessed with playing it.
Yeah, it's worked out in your favor. So you spent some time in Boston in school there, right? And then moved inevitably to Nashville, where there are tons of folks to make music with and play music with. Your debut EP came out back in, I think, 2017, and it was crowdfunded. And you had an anybody who is anybody was helping you out and guesting on the record. Daryl Scott, Milk Carton Kids, Kathy Kallick, Nat Smith, who's been here a couple of times, plays with Sarah Jarosz and others. That's got to be a tremendous luxury to have that caliber of personnel at your disposal.
Yeah, it was really fun. And it was like, we kind of did a similar thing with the new record where I just got to call my friends in Nashville. And that's like a perk of living in Nashville, is everyone comes through if they don't live there, but so many incredible musicians live there. Like Nat and Daryl Scott was not far from town, so we just came into town for a day. And it was kind of mind-blowing for me to get to do that with my EP. And then with the album, I tried to pull in even more people.
Yeah, fantastic. Molly Tuttle is my guest in the studio today. The debut record is called When You're Ready. What do you want to play first for us?
Let's do Light Came In, Power Went Out.
Your spark lit up the sky and the world went dark. I could hear the silence break through the night, igniting my heart. Stars were shining all around us. Time went on and on. I can see it, I can see it now. The light came in when the power went out. I can feel it, I can feel it now. The love came in when the power went out. We lost the tangled wire. When you looked me in the eye, said everything's all right now, the night is clear, we won't let the fire die. The lines fell, the stars were shining all around us. Time went on and on. I can see it, I can see it. Thank you. time when the power went out, power went out, power went out. I can see it now. The light came in when the power went out. I can feel it, I can feel it now. The love came in when the power went out. I can see it, I can see it now. The light came in when the power went out. I can feel it, I can feel it now. The love came in when the power went out.
Ah, that is Molly Tuttle playing live in our studio today. Music from the record called When You're Ready. So, we got to talk about the awards. And I want to ask a couple of different questions about them, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are two-time now International Bluegrass Music Guitarist of the Year.
Yeah.
The Americana Music Association named you Instrumentalist of the Year across all the different instruments. What does that feel like? Like, does it feel like, aha, I finally arrived? Does it feel like you've got a superhero costume on now? Or what is the feeling when it's your name that gets read for something that prestigious?
Yeah, I think it gave me a huge boost, especially like the first time I won the IBMA award. I remember it was like, I felt like I went from kind of struggling to be known in the bluegrass world. I grew up in the world.
People knew you.
Bluegrass
Believe
world.
Me, people
and
knew who
all of a sudden
were.
It was like, whoa, people. Yeah, I was like, wow, people know who I am and they're paying attention. That was just like a very solid like affirmation of that.
And you were the first woman ever nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was really cool too. And just, I don't know, I guess my thoughts on being the first woman have kind of evolved. It was really meaningful to me. I like didn't realize that when I was nominated and then someone told me that I was the first woman, and I kind of got emotional about that. But I've had a lot of women who have inspired me growing up in the Bay Area, Kathy Kalick, like you mentioned before, and Lori Lewis. And so I think that's something important to me, is just having those female musicians out there in the world that girls can look up to. But yeah, I think winning those awards was just, as I look back on the years when I won them, I think it was a huge boost of confidence to me, which in turn helped my playing. I didn't realize how like kind of that validation does do something internally to me, where I'm like, oh, people like my playing. That's really cool. It's like something I've dreamed of having. And that kind of in turn helps me feel more confident as a musician.
The one thing that I have noticed in being around folk musicians, bluegrass musicians, is that sense of community that you all have. Like, everybody wants to play with everyone and make music and mentor and all of that. So does it feel like, when it comes to like an award ceremony or an award that's given out, does it feel like, aha, I'm now the best? Or does it feel like I've finally got some recognition and I might be hot right now because of something I've just done? But, you know, there is no best.
Yeah, I think like I have kind of an imposter syndrome at times when I'm like, when something like that happens, I'm like, oh, but this person's better than me, this person, blah, 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 and like go through all that in my mind. So I try to just pause and take a deep breath and kind of think like, what's important? It's like that I'm connecting with fans and this community, and it's really cool. I never think of it as like, I'm the best now and I will always be the best. It's more just like, well, where do I want to go from here now that I've reached this place?
Yeah. And of course, one of those youngsters that you are now mentoring might soon be the best, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Molly Tuttle is my guest in the studio today. Her new record is called When You're Ready, and we are ready. What do you want to play for us next?
I'll do a song off the record called High Road.
Take the high road, and I'll take my road, not knowing if we'll ever meet again. We'll do it our way, there's nothing to say that hasn't already been said. We walked through the fire, broken and burned. Our desire couldn't get us to the other side. So you take the high road and I'll take mine. road we're traveling has been unraveling. The sunny days were never meant to last. We tried to fake it, thought we could make it, till the garden turned to ash. We walked through the fire, broken and burned. Even our desire couldn't get us to the other side. So you take the high road and I'll take mine. Calling my name, calling my name, it's the high road. Calling your name, calling your name, it's the high road. You take the high road, and I'll take my road, not knowing if we'll ever meet again.
That one is called High Road. Molly Tuttle is live in the studio today playing music from the record called When You're Ready. So how much of this, I mean, you are still a young woman and you have been playing for darn near 20 years now already. What percentage of this is perspiration versus inspiration? I mean, your facility on the guitar is outstanding and insane. What is your practice routine like, or what has it been through the years that you were really learning and building a foundation?
When I was a kid, I remember when I was 12, I set this goal for myself, like, I'm going to practice 2 hours a day. And that was kind of like my standard, like, I would do at least 2 hours and then maybe practice more if I had the time. And then in college, I really chose to focus on, like, just playing as much as I could throughout those years. Now it's like a little more. When I have the time, I might try to write a song because I want to work on new material for whatever project I'm working on, but I don't find as much time to just sit down with the guitar and actually practice. I'm more kind of like inventing new things to play, or new songs, or new things to play on my songs. So now it's kind of, I feel like more of my effort is put into the show and touring and writing new songs. But yeah, I think I definitely put in a lot of hours of just sitting in my room with my guitar.
Yeah, it shows. There are some instructional videos that you have put up online of just picking techniques that are just amazing to watch.
Oh, thanks.
When I was preparing for this, and I don't play guitar, and anybody who knows me knows I do not play guitar, but one thing that I realized was that as a non-guitar player, I think it's easy to pay attention to what your left hand is doing because it's moving all over the neck. Mm-hmm. But guitar players focus on what your right hand is doing.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
And you're doing
that.
A bunch of different things, not only with flat picking technique, but you have also kind of adapted a banjo clawhammer style to playing six-string guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, I play clawhammer style on a couple songs in my set usually, and that really is just the same thing as the banjo clawhammer style. And I learned that from a guy, Michael Stadler, in the Bay Area. He was teaching a class on clawhammer guitar that I randomly went to, and so she showed me the tuning and then the style. I already knew how to play clawhammer banjo, so it was pretty easy to transfer it over to the guitar. And then I do a little bit of three finger, like finger picking style, but that's kind of like the thing I haven't worked on as much. But yeah, I've noticed that people, especially like my picking right hand people, mention it a lot to me, which I think is interesting. I've never thought that much about what I'm doing with my right hand, but
everyone else does. Well, and despite the intricacy of all of it, you're singing over the top. It's just amazing.
Thanks.
It's amazing to experience. Speaking of guitar, tell me about the guitar you're holding right now.
I'm holding a pre-war guitar company guitar. They're from Hillsboro, North Carolina, and I brought this one on the road with me, as well as my Preston Thompson guitar that was made in Sisters right nearby.
Oregon, yeah. It's got to be pretty special to have something made specifically for you that you can actually utilize and play and record with and take out on tour.
Yeah, it's really special, and I love that guitar. It feels very special, and it was fun helping design the inlay and the sunburst for it. And I love everyone over at Thompson Guitars. They're great.
Before I let you go today, I know in recent months and in recent years, you have started to be more vocal about having alopecia.
Mm-hmm.
And if you follow Molly Tuttle on social media, you can sort of see this emerge. Like,
yeah.
Right? Like you are much more vocal, much more outspoken about it and showing it off through photos.
Yeah.
For folks that are unfamiliar, what is alopecia? And you've had it since you were a little kid, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, alopecia is a hair loss disease. It's autoimmune, or so they think. So basically your immune system gets confused and decides to attack your hair follicles. And that happened to me when I was 3, and they don't really know what causes it. I think for each person there might be a different thing that causes it, but they know it's partially genetic. So I lost all my hair when I was a kid, and I kind of grew up without having hair. And I remember when I was a kid, everyone, if I went out in public, people often thought I was going through chemo. Mm. And so that was something that really shaped who I am as a person, and just kind of shaped how I went through the world as a kid. When I was 14, I started wearing wigs, and that was another unique experience as well. Just suddenly not having this outwardly physical difference, but still kind of feeling maybe like I was different, and sometimes like I was keeping a secret from people. So I've kind of just integrated it into my life as I've accepted more that I don't have hair, and have just come to like think of that as a unique and cool part of who I am. And I've connected with this alopecia community through the National Alopecia Areata Foundation, and I've raised money for them a couple years, and it's just been a cool way to get my fans engaged and spread awareness, so that hopefully the next generation of kids, maybe people have more of an understanding about this and just know more about alopecia, because there's nothing wrong with not having hair. It doesn't make you less beautiful. It doesn't make you weird. But I think a lot of people I talk to who have alopecia, they've had to combat these negative beliefs from society, from things you see in the media. And I just think that's not necessary. And just as I've kind of like gone without my wig more in day-to-day life, I've naturally posted more pictures about it. I used to kind of, each time I posted, I'd have to re-educate people each time, but it's kind of been nice to get to a place where a lot of my fans know about it already. So I can post a picture without my wig and people won't get confused as much.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's been
And there
nice.
Are some young ones out there that you talk to who are probably in the same boat you were in when you were 6 or 7.
Yeah, totally. There's a lot of kids I meet. I go to an annual conference for people with alopecia, and I meet tons of kids, and there's a mentorship program that I do. I'm currently mentoring one girl who's 8, and her hair kind of comes and goes, but it's nice just to be there for the kid if they need it. And I think that's really important. That's something I would have loved to have had when I was a kid.
Yeah. I am so glad that you had time to stop by and visit with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Molly Tuttle is my guest in the studio today. Her debut record, full length, is When You're Ready. It will not be her last. You've got one more tune for us?
Yeah, I'll do Take the Journey.
Oh, speaking of intricacies.
Face it all. Take the journey, no matter where it starts, where it ends. Take the journey, someday you'll make it back home again. deepest fears. Take the hand of the one beside you. Let the fire guide you till the path is clear. Take a journey, no matter where it starts, where it ends. Take a journey, someday you'll make it back home again. Someday you'll make it back home.
That is Molly Tuttle playing live for us today in the JPR studios. Music from the record called When You're Ready. JPR live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.